Everything having been laid out in advance, you are now ready to begin your invocations. Take up some pure water from a vessel, sprinkle yourself, repeating after me aloud. Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, O Lord, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And now anoint yourself with the holy oil, invoking holiness and sanctity. And now you can begin to put on your ceremonial robes, saying with me aloud, by the figurative mystery of these holy vestments, I will clothe myself with the armor of salvation. In the strength of the highest, Encore, Amacore, Amides, Theodonius, Anitor, that my desired end may be effected through thy strength, Adonai. To whom the praise and the glory will forever and ever belong. Amen. Now enter your magical circle and sit or kneel to recite the following prayers aloud with me. I invoke and awaken the eternal spark within me, bursting into ecstatic flame. As my consciousness arises as a serpent of fire, up into the infinite sphere of eternity. Light upon light, I rise up into the infinite light above. The eternal sun above my head, brighter than the sun, radiating light from the infinite light of pure consciousness, a portal of energy, a gateway of illumination. Light from the infinite. Light of the infinite mind into my mind. Oh, my beloved, I reach out into our infinite connection. And the light is becoming brighter and brighter. As I tune into our connection, tuning into the radiance, connecting, flowing, raising my wavelength, I am floating up into this light, floating up beyond myself, into the light, flowing past the seeking mind, rising up into the part of me that is not seeking anything, the ground of consciousness itself, the ground of being, into the light of the eternal now. You who are myself made perfect, beyond all that I am, self of I am that I am. I am relaxing and releasing to pure awareness, experiencing the essential unity of all things. In my archetypal name, I am one. Eheye. And I can experience the ultimate light shining down toward the crown of my head. I am experiencing this light shining down into my crown. And I am experiencing unity in motion radiating peace, radiating unity, the light of infinite consciousness effortlessly pouring outward. In the name Yah, and as it enters my skull, the infinite receptacle of universal essence, the heavenly crater, the cosmic matrix of my skull, echoing as the light radiates the crown of my head, in the name Ihewauho Elohim. And the light is filling my head, letting the infinite light fill my head with radiant love, until my whole brain fills with light, radiating vision and wisdom, experiencing inner vision of light and wonder, generosity and mercy flowing infinitely, light radiating through my brain, infinite abundance expanding in my life, in the name El. Light is releasing everything completely, and the light of infinite consciousness is descending into my throat, filling my throat and neck with light, filling every part of my neck with light and relaxation, spreading waves of power and force outward. Infinite bliss and love are filling my consciousness. Infinite strength and energy. In the name Elohim Gibur. And the light is flowing down into my chest, into my heart, filling my ribs, relaxing me more and more deeply, flowing love and joy and power down into my arms and into my hands, filling them with radiant light and warmth, radiating love and beauty outward. Beauty and love are within me, and spreading out in waves from my heart. In the name Ihewauho Eloa Veda. And the light is flowing down into my solar plexus, filling my upper belly with light and love, radiating goodness, radiating happiness, friendship, and all good things are attracted into my life. In the name Ihewauho Sabaoth. Light is flowing down into my belly, filling my belly with radiant, loving light, radiating power, radiating energy and vigor. Splendor and insight are within me. In the name Elohim Sabaoth. Sabaoth. and the light is flowing into my genitals, filling them with radiant light, radiating pleasure, joy, sensation, opening up the power of the unconscious at the horizon of awareness. In the name Shaddai El Chai. And the light is flowing down into my perineum and my buttocks, down into my legs, light filling my thighs, light filling my knees and calves, down into my feet, and down into the ground below me, radiating stability, solidity, radiating structure, in the name Adonai Haaretz. And my whole body is filled with this light, the light of the infinite, radiating through every cell of my body, freeing me, illuminating all of me. The light is in me, and I am in the light. I flow through infinite space, treading upon the infinite stars of Nuit. I raise eternal flames with the flashing lightning of my eye. Rushing outward and giving life to every being in existence. If I say, come up upon the mountains, the celestial waters flow at my word. The God who commands is in my mouth. The God of wisdom is in my heart. My tongue is the sanctuary of truth, and a God sitteth upon my lips. My word is accomplished each day, and the desire of my heart realizes itself continuously in the manifestation of all things in the universe. Since I am eternal, everything acts in accordance with my designs, and everything obeys my words. The sun is my father. My mother is the moon. The wind has borne me in its bosom. And earth has always nourished the changeless godhead of my youth. Come forth, I say, come forth, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, of the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God may be obedient unto me. And now you may continue to sit or else stand up. But in either case, turn to the triangle of the art and recite the conjuration of the spirit to visible appearance. O mighty and powerful spirit, who is called, I invoke and conjure you, calling you to appear visibly in this triangle of art, to give me true answers to all that I shall ask of you. I call you by the power of the supreme consciousness of the universe, with which I am one, that you will appear by Barilinensis, Baldachiensis, Paumachiae, and Apologia Sedis, and the most powerful princes, Genio, Leocadi, ministers of the Tartarian seat, chief princes of the seat of Apologia, in the ninth region. I call you Mighty Spirit, who is named, that you immediately appear and show yourself here unto me, before this circle, in this triangle, in a fair and human shape, coming quickly and making rational answers to all which I shall ask of you, coming peacefully, visibly and pleasantly, manifesting what I desire. And I conjure you by the ineffable name to which all creatures are obedient, Yihewauho, which being heard, the elements are overthrown, the air is shaken, the sea runs back, the fire is quenched, the earth trembles, and all the hosts of celestials, terrestrials, and infernals shake and are troubled and confounded together. So come visibly and affably, and speak to me in a clear and intelligible voice. Hasten and do not tarry. The King of Kings commands you to appear now. O thou spirit, because thou hast very diligently answered my demands, and was ready and willing to come at my first call, I do here license thee to depart unto thy proper place, without doing any injury or danger to any man or beast. Depart, I say, and be ever ready to come at my call, being duly exercised and conjured by these sacred rites of magic. I charge thee to withdraw peaceably and quietly, and the peace of God be ever continued between me and thee. Amen.